Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
And pay attention. There'll be a test at the end.
We're having blueberry pie and ice cream for dessert, Pookie.
Here's your pie, Garfield. I have to go pick up Liz and I'm late.
There's no ice cream here. There was supposed to be ice cream. Arbuckle, remember the Alamode. The service here is getting worse and worse. If he's expecting a tip, he's in for a big surprise. My blueberry pie. Who could have eaten it? You've been pretending to be a stuffed toy all these years just so you could steal my pie. No, not you. Not with that innocent face.
I hear.
Yeah, but that cat's gonna be after us any sec, Elmo.
Oh, just leave it to me, Ferd. I got this all figured out. Just smear this blueberry on my back.
I don't know how this is gonna stop that cat from jumping us.
Yoo-hoo, Poochie. Anybody home?
Huh? Hey, that tickles.
Elmo, cat coming.
Odie, did you take my blueberry pie?
Uh-uh.
Tongue, please. Just as I suspected. It's blue. Blueberry pie stealing. Oh, you're in big trouble this time, Houndy. Come on, we're gonna search your bed. Okay. What is this? That's right. It's a pie plate. But it's not just any pie plate. It happens to be my pie plate. I'm gonna punish you. But how? I know. Maybe I'll make you watch a televised chess match. Nah, too cruel and unusual. The judicial system. You want a trial?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have a fair, unbiased, and impartial trial. Then we'll find you guilty.
Huh?
Thanks for agreeing to be the judge, Floyd.
Hey, anything to get on the show more than once a season. And I even got you a jury.
Sorry. You may file into the jury box.
Hear ye, hear ye. This court is now in session. The Honorable Floyd Mouse presiding.
Your Honor, I intend to prove that this dog did willfully and with absence of ice cream devour my slice of blueberry pie. I would like to call my first witness, if you please. Normal Cat. Please state your name.
Normal Cat.
And your occupation?
Cutest kitty cat in the whole wide world.
Normal, why did you say that?
I had to, Garfield. I'm under oath.
Where were you the night of August 23rd? What do you know about the Klotman Diamond? Where did you hide the gloves? How did you know the Contessa never ate liverwurst? When was the War of 1812? Who put the bomb in the bomb shabomb? How did you dispose of the body? Is professional wrestling fixed?
I can't take it anymore! I did it! I confess!
Your Honor, I object.
What do you object to?
The last witness's acting ability. And now, if it please the court.
The court is thrilled. Get on with it.
I'd like to call someone who actually saw the crime as it occurred. I call Pookie Bear to the stand.
Poor Odie. He'll probably get the chair. Or a rolled-up newspaper.
You are so smart, Elmo. Boy, that dumb pup's gonna take the fall for us.
Blueberry pie was fabulous, wasn't it?
Oh, what a decidedly uncute thing to do to poor Odie.
If you did not see Odie steal my blueberry pie, please say so. Well, I think that settles it. Odie has been caught red-handed and blue-tongued stealing my pie.
Psst, Odie, I have something to tell you. You know,
Your Mouse Honor, the pie thief is making a break for it.
Maybe tomorrow we can score some waffles and pin it on that kitty. You know, the disgustingly cute.
Odie, you come back here and stand trial like a good guilty puppy. Odie, you'll swing for this.
That stupid dog will never find us in here.
Let's see. Dishes, canned goods, dish towels, cat food, cat food, cat food, cat food, cat food. Ah, here we are. Puppy dogs. Okay, dog, you're busted. A pie felony was bad enough. Now we have attempted escape, resisting arrest, speeding inside a kitchen cabinet.
Garfield, look! I know these guys. That's Elmo and Ferg. Their tongues are both blue.
They stole my pie? Not Odie?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how do you find this Odie?
Not guilty!
And how do you find Elmo and Ferg?
Guilty!
Elmo and Ferg, I sentence you to 5 days in the can.
Odie, I apologize. You were innocent. I was wrong and I'm sorry. However, I am going to have him arrested for illegal use of a wet tongue.
Oh, very well, Garfield. You may have my steak. I know. I'm a sucker for the loving adoration of a pet.
It's hard work fixing a tractor. I'll take a break and go dive into my nice, cool hog waller full of non-chlorinated mud. Yahoo! What happened? Where did all my mud go?
This is all our fan mail, Orson. It's from people writing in with questions about the show. Oh, no! Help! Help! Oh, this is awful! This is terrible! Help! Mayday!
Wade, what is in that letter that is so scary?
Dear Wade, is it true you're afraid of everything? Wade, what are you afraid of in this letter?
I'm afraid he's right.
Most people seem to be asking us the same question. What's the deal with the egg?
The egg? Oh, they mean Sheldon. I guess Sheldon's story starts back when he and his brother Booker were both eggs.
Flashback, take one. Cue the fancy dissolve.
Thank you. Their mother had just abandoned them, so they were just two lost eggs.
Gosh, I wonder what we are.
We're eggs, dummy.
No, I wonder if we're alligator eggs or dinosaur eggs or chicken eggs.
Oh, I hope we're not chicken eggs.
Why not? I'm allergic to feathers.
That was when I found them. Gee, you poor little eggs. No one to sit on you and hatch you. I guess I'll have to do it. It was a little embarrassing. You know, a pig sitting on eggs.
Orson Piggy had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm he had an extremely handsome rooster, E-I-E-I-O. With a cute Roy here and a cute Roy there. Here a Roy, there a Roy, everywhere a Roy. Oh boy.
Roy, not one giggle out of you. If I hear so much as a snicker, our friendship is over.
One moment, please. Why, Orson, my friend, I would never dream of laughing at you.
Yeah. For days I sat on those eggs. I don't mind telling you, it's kind of boring.
Go fish!
And just when I finally thought I couldn't sit on those eggs for another minute, something happened. This was the moment that made it all worth it. First, one egg started to crack, and then a chick was born. Then the other egg started to shake, and it sort of got born, just not all the way.
Mommy! Mommy!
I named the firstborn Booker because I like books. I named the other one Sheldon because, well, isn't it obvious? Sheldon had read some newspapers before he was born. Don't ask me how he got delivery. And he decided he'd be happier staying in his shell.
An egg! An egg with legs!
Help! Help! Eggs have legs!
Which is not to say that living in a shell was not without its disadvantages.
Hey, Sheldon, go out for a pass, man.
There's one of them right there. But there are even worse ones. Now, I want you to stay with the other chicks. Don't wander off alone. There's been a weasel around here.
Hi, guys.
We don't want to play with you.
Yeah, on account of you're not a chick, you're an egg.
Yeah, you're an egg.
Go on, egg.
Go away.
I'm not an egg. I'm a chick. It's just that that part's on the inside. But if you don't want to play with me, I don't want to play with you.
Egg! You're an egghead!
And so, in spite of my warning, Sheldon wandered off all by himself. Not the brightest thing he ever did. A few minutes later, Booker returned from a brief foot race and asked,
Hey, where'd my brother go?
Oh, you mean that egg?
We told him to get lost. Why does he stay in that shell?
He went off by himself.
By himself? But there's a weasel lurking around. We've got to go find him.
Sheldon was doing a good job feeling sorry for himself.
Oh, this is awful. It's worse than that time when those women tried to get pantyhose out of me.
And weaseling right behind. You don't usually find chicken quite this fresh.
Way. You shouldn't have called him an egg.
He is an egg.
Yeah, what is he good for?
These chickens are better. They don't need to be peeled.
Sheldon was some distance away by then. Fortunately, you can hear pretty well through eggshell.
Stop squirming. Stop squirming. Makes you harder to fricassee.
The weasel thought he was going to have quite a chicken dinner, but he had failed to reckon with Sheldon.
You put my friends down!
And just what are you gonna do about it? You're just an egg.
Ow!
guys.
I won't bother you anymore. I know you don't want to egg around.
Well, that's how the chicks of the barnyard learned that an egg is just an inside-out chicken. And nobody ever made fun of Sheldon again. So, I hope that answers your question, all of you who wrote in. Guys, if I can't get a mud bath here, I'm going to go get my tools and go back to work on the tractor.
Whatever you say, Orse.
Boy, that sure is a lot of mail. But I wonder what they did with all my mud. Guys, what did you do with all my mud?
What did you ask, Orson?
Never mind.
Before we head home, guys, I need to stop at the market and pick up a few things. We'll stop at Gramps Market here. He always has what we need.
Yeah, but never enough of it.
I'm sorry, Gramps. I'm 82 cents short.
Oh, that's okay, Mrs. Castelletti. You can pay me next time you come in. Oh, Mr. Arbuckle, my best customer. Whew, I'm saved.
Hi, Gramps. I've never seen your market so empty.
It's that new Food Monster supermarket they've opened across the street. Why, they're taking all my customers away from me.
Which is why you ought to give up and sell this dump to me.
You get out of my store, Mr. Baggett. I'm not selling to you, and that's final.
You'll sell? Then I can tear this antique down and put in more parking spaces for the Food Monster. Say, pal, how would you like to get triple coupons?
Triple coupons?
Weekly special.
Weekly specials?
And contests with big cash prizes.
Contests with big cash prizes? How? Where? When?
Just shop at the Food Monster.
Yes, I must shop at the Food Monster.
Hey, wait for us. I have a small shopping list.
But don't shop there. I stock the best produce. The finest meat.
And we have a best buy this week only on creamed yogurt hearts.
I don't buy creamed yogurt hearts.
So what? It's a best buy.
Oh, well, then maybe I'd better pick up a dozen.
Okay, we'll do this alphabetically. A. Anchovies, apples, apricots, artichokes, asparagus, astronomical quantities.
That old-fashioned market across the street will be bankrupt in no time. Wait a minute. The cart that woman is pushing, the wheels on it aren't crooked. We make the wheels crooked so the cart veers near the shelves and babies can grab things to buy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baggett.
And what is this? The reasonably priced sizes are on the easy-to-reach shelves? Here's where you put the sizes people want, up where they can't reach them. You put the super jumbo sizes down here where they're convenient. Now, fix these while I check on my new customer.
Cabbage, cacciatore, cake, comma, carrot, cake, comma, chocolate, cake, comma, coffee.
Odie, see if you can find me a pound of flour.
Right.
Gosh, a lot of these prices seem higher than I'm used to. But I am getting triple coupons and weekly specials and contests. Gee, the wheels in this cart seem to be crooked. And this market is so big, I can't find anything. Excuse me, can you tell me where I can find canned soup?
Aisle 99. Turn left at the yams and go about 3 miles till you see prunes and hang a right.
Looking for flour, doggy?
Yeah, yeah.
The 200-pound bags are on the bottom, 100-pound bags are in the middle, and 1-pound bags are on the top shelf.
I love this new computer price scanning. No one ever knows how much we're charging them. Look at that. $12 for a can of peas. $26 for a rutabaga. The customers never know. How much are pears? 25 cents each? Watch this. Attention, customers. We are currently having a special on pears. Only 85 cents each. People will pay anything if you tell them it's a special.
Mr. Baggett, sir, there's a dog over in aisle 180.
Well, that's not pet supplies. I'll get to the bottom of this. You there, dog! You come down from there this instant! Stop that dog!
This isn't soup. This is Polynesian food. I must have made a wrong turn at the zucchini.
Stop that dog!
Odie's in trouble. We're gonna get thrown out of here, and John's only up to cottage cheese. Don't worry, Odie. Help's on the way. Look, a special on puppy. You wouldn't be so happy if you knew I can't stop this thing. We'll take a shortcut down the fruit aisle. Here, pup, eat bananas. Fast. We have to get out of here, Odie. We're less than 10 items, so we can use the express checkout.
What's going on here?
Your animals have made a shambles of my store. I should charge you every cent you own.
You're already charging it for a pound of ground sirloin. Your prices here are high.
Well, sure, they're high, but people are dumb enough to pay them. That's why I want to put that little market out of business. His prices across the street are half of ours. Why, he's making it hard for me to soak the customers. Plus, that guy has real fresh meat and vegetables and where are you people going? Why aren't you buying?
Have you ever thought of stepping up to big pay with a career in the fast-paced world of broadcasting?
Oh, goodness, no customers. What will say about...
Don't lock up, Gramps.
Did you do this, Mr. Arbuckle?
Well, Garfield deserves most of the credit.
True.
Come back! Come back! I'll give quadruple coupons, more contests, I'll even stock fresh milk. You saved my store, Garfield. Help yourself to anything on my shelves. Free!
Free? I'll take some of this and some of this and all of this and some of this and more of this and some of that.
Maybe it would have been cheaper to go out of business.